Hello, my dear Walking with Jesus friends. In these days of such troubling news all around us, I'm happy today to bring you a wonderful good news report. With God's help, anything can be accomplished. Isn't that right? We see it all through the Bible and history. Even things that seem impossible can be changed or accomplished by God's power. In recent weeks, we've been looking at Israel's biblical history to learn important lessons for living life today, because the circumstances of our day are so amazingly similar to those times more than 2,500 years ago. In the past few days, we've been with 50,000 Jewish exiles who have returned to Jerusalem and are trying to rebuild both their demolished city and the destroyed temple of God, even though surrounded by many people who have moved in from surrounding nations. They have faced much opposition from many people who do not want the God of Israel to have any role in the new society they are building out of the rubble of Jerusalem. Watch that, friends. As we rush into a new year of 2021, our world faces many challenges and changes, from COVID new variants to leadership changes in America and other places. Just last week, Argentina, one of the leading countries of South America and historically a strongly Roman Catholic country, finally legalized free abortions up to the 14th week of pregnancy. The moral revolution is everywhere, pushing God out of all societies. I heard some interviews of Argentinian women say they were excited to follow the lead of women in the United States in this abortion movement. What is God wanting to do through His people in our day, all around the world, as societies push God out? In Jerusalem, in 518 BC, work was progressing feverishly on the rebuild of the temple despite the opposition all around them, primarily because two men of God, Haggai and Zechariah, were encouraging the people with fresh messages from God. Those messages assured the people that God was watching over them. God was with them. God was providing what they needed to complete the monumental task. Look at Ezra chapter 6, verse 14. So the elders of the Jews continued to build and prosper under the preaching of Haggai and Zechariah. May I ask, which voices are those in your part of the world which are most helpful to you and others who want to see God honored and see a return to God's morality in your city and your country? Is your voice making a difference in your sphere of influence? Words matter, don't they, my friends? God-honoring words can be incredibly helpful. God-defying or denying words can be terribly destructive. We've been living in that mayhem of words, especially this past year of COVID pandemic and political rhetoric. What have been your words, and how have they impacted the people you influence? Now listen closely to the next verse in Ezra's account. They finished building the temple according to the command of the God of Israel and the decrees of Cyrus, Darius, and Artaxerxes, kings of Persia. The temple was completed in the sixth year of the reign of King Darius. The date was March 12, 1515 BC. A new temple stood triumphantly on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem once again. And do you see how the people recognized the undeniable involvement of God in the project? God had moved miraculously, in amazing, unique ways, in the hearts of the most powerful men in the world, all of whom had no reason to advance the cause of the Jews or Jerusalem or the temple. And yet, God had moved their hearts to write laws and provide resources for this temple miracle. So look around, my friends. Do you see the mighty hand of God involved in the history of your part of the world? What about right now, in 2020 and 2021? Have you noticed the work of God will usually only be recognized by God's people? To others, it is simply coincidence. Are you alert so you don't miss anything God is doing? As you see in the next verses in Ezra 6, a glorious dedication celebration was held, and then, not long after, on the appropriate day, the 14th day of the first month, the great festival of Passover was once again celebrated in Jerusalem, and especially at the great temple. It had been more than 70 years since Passover had been celebrated there. What a week that must have been. Would you consider this with me? We know God is always watching goings-on here on earth. As Jesus watched the construction and the dedication of this temple, and now the Passover celebration, from the vantage point of the throne room of God in heaven, what do you suppose Jesus was thinking? I suspect Jesus might have been looking ahead in time about 540 years to the time when he would participate in several Passover celebrations in that very temple. Perhaps Jesus and God the Father even had a conversation about the ultimate Passover when Jesus would pay the ultimate price for all humanity by hanging on the cross and becoming the Passover Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, as John the Baptist had said in John chapter 1, verse 29. Pause right here and ponder the significance of God watching events in our world through the lenses of both history and the future that he can see so clearly. In closing today, consider the final statement of Ezra 6. For 7 days they celebrated with joy the Passover festival, because the Lord had filled them with joy by changing the attitude of the kings of Persia, so that they assisted the Jews in the work on the house of God, the God of Israel. For Jews, then and now, the Passover festival is one which calls them to look back, all the way back to the days of their ancestors living in slavery in Egypt, and see how God has over and over come to their rescue as his people and delivered them in miraculous ways. While your part of the world may seem in shambles right now, I invite you to do the same today. Look back over your life, your family, your community, your church, even your nation, and thank God for how he has done the impossible so many times in your past. And then let's invite God to powerful involvement in our lives, our families, our churches, our communities, and our nations in 2021, beginning today. Don't put any limits on God, my friends. Consider asking God to do in the hearts of the leaders of your nation what these verses report to us that God did in the hearts of Persian emperors as they accomplished the rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem. What great work of God is needed in your nation's leaders today? Now I have a song for us to consider this important truth. God will make a way when there seems to be no way. Forever he is faithful. Is there some great need you have today for God to get involved in a powerful, transformational way with you? Let's worship him right now.